Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio. This is the Steve Cochran Show. 720 WGN.
841. Coming up, the story of an artist who uses a very special skill in her painting. She painted Kanye West last year. And she goes by the name of Davison. Beautiful girl. And she painted Kanye West with her breast last year. And I believe it's just her right breast. She may use both. But do you, I'll tell you who else she's painted a portrait of.
Is it mainly watercolors or oils or acrylics? Is there a certain type of paint that she uses?
I think it's a Sears weather beater. Yeah, I think that's what it might be. It's 841. My friend Bill Rancic is standing by on the phone. He's doing a nice thing. And I said, Bill, will you get on the radio and plug it? Good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
That artist sounded rather interesting.
Yes, that's something that,
to be honest with you,
that's something that really, you know, we have to support the arts, Bill. I think you know what I'm saying.
That is a true talent, my friend.
Yes. Can you, but do you have any artistic talent in that regard? I mean, can you paint?
I cannot. No, I am. I have no no artistic talent whatsoever. I'll be honest with you.
Have you seen?
It was not one of my strong suits in school.
Have you seen that adult coloring books are really big now?
My wife has them.
And yeah. Apparently, great therapy for people.
Well, they say it sharpens your mind, according to my wife. So she actually got me a couple because she probably thought I could use a little sharpening in that arena.
You know, that's the type of thing that I can't agree with her officially on. All right, so what do you have coming up that we need to know about? Because as far as I'm concerned, if Bill Rancic's doing it, I'm behind it.
Well, you're a good man, but I've been working with the Mercy Home for Boys and Girls in Chicago for almost 20 years now, maybe even longer. And every year around St. Patrick's Day, we have the March for Kids campaign tied around all the parades. And this weekend coming up, we have volunteers all throughout Chicago selling these little shamrocks. And we want people to buy them because we're raising money for the Mercy Home. And it's just an incredible institution in Chicago. They help over 600 kids every single year who are abused. And 99% of all the programs are raised from people making donations. So they don't get money from outside. It's, you know, therapy for these kids, housing, food, education, life skills. I mean, it is an amazing place for those young people who have been abused, who really didn't grow up in a home like we grew up in. So if you can help out with some money, that's great. If you can volunteer, that's the way I was introduced to the Mercy Home. I became a tutor many years ago, tutoring a young man every Wednesday night. so there's a lot of programs that we need people to volunteer and help. So you can go to mercyhome.org and become a volunteer.
It's hard to believe, too, when you look at your child, when you look at, you know, my kids who are grown up now, but you just go, and then now I look at my first grandchild. You just go, how could you harm a child? How could you ever harm a child? But it goes on every day. And if not for Mercy Home and other places like it, but if not for what Mercy Home does every day, where would these kids be?
Well, you know, they level the playing field. And over 80% of the kids who've been at the Mercy Home have suffered abuse in their lives. And, you know, Mercy Home has been around since 1887. So, I mean, you know, this is, it seems every year it gets worse and worse with the amount of kids who are abused and the amount of trauma that these young kids have to deal with. So we need to break that cycle. And it really starts with making sure that it stops with these kids. Because with abuse, it tends to be generational. So if you were abused, you become an abuser. And that's what Mercy Home does. It stops the cycle. And it makes sure that when these kids go on to become parents and get out into the real world, that they don't do what their parents did to them.
Here's some of the places coming up. All over downtown Chicago this Friday, you'll be able to buy these shamrocks. The St. Patrick's Day Parade on Saturday, the Southside Irish Parade on Sunday, and the Northwest Side Irish Parade on Sunday as well. All the shamrocks will be sold there. But you can make a donation online, I would think, can't you?
You sure can. Yeah, we love those. Mercyhome.org. And we also have drink specials at RPM Steak the whole month of March. If you buy an old fashioned, you make a donation to the Mercy Home. We have a drink special at RPM Italian as well. And we did it last year, and it was amazing how much money we raised for the Mercy Home. So we're pretty excited about it. And we think, you know, every year we're going to get the program to become bigger and bigger and bigger. And we're going to end abuse of these young kids in Chicago if we can. And Mercy Home is going to do everything they can to stop it.
On a personal note, how's the business life?
Things are good, you know.
Are you still teaching and mentoring, future entrepreneurs?
No. I mean, I don't really do that. I mean, we try to help as many young entrepreneurs as we can. And I just did a program with my friends at QuickBooks. We gave a Super Bowl commercial away to a small business, which was great.
Right.
And this young man's really doing well. He had the 30-second ad that ran in the third quarter. So, I get to do fun programs like that with great partners and really watch these small businesses take off. So it's every year they come up with something new for me to do, and I'm excited to see what we're going to do this year now for small businesses.
Now, the RPM restaurants are doing great, but if you really want to lose a lot of money quickly, get in the restaurant business because it's not easy. And I'm very impressed that you guys have been able to make this work as fast as you have.
You know what? It's good partners. I'll tell you that. Wouldn't have done it without our partners. We've got an amazing chef, Doug Saltis, and then the Melmans, RJ and Jared and Molly Melman.
What do they know about restaurants?
I mean, it's in their DNA, I think.
Right.
Since they could walk, they were working in the restaurant business. And we're opening our third RPM in D.C. this May, our RPM Italian D.C. So hopefully we're going to keep growing the RPM family, and we'll have them all over the country.
Does that keep you from pursuing the other things that interest you business-wise, or are you always looking for another cool idea?
Yeah, Julianne and I have a couple of cool things going. We've got the wine, the XOG wine that we've got, and now it's in Mariano's, and we're going to have it in Walgreens, and we've got it in Walmarts all across the country. So it's that stackable bottle of wine. So that keeps us pretty busy. We do that together, and we've got another project we're going to be launching pretty soon together. So we're having a lot of fun, and our most important project is a 3.5-year-old, because let me tell you, this little guy, Duke Rancic, is a real he's a real firecracker. His new thing now is he's calling me Billy. But he thinks it's the funniest thing in the world, and I'm like, you can't call me Billy in public.
I'm Dad. So
he'll be like,
I'm Daddy.
Let's go get an ice cream.
That's
he just thinks he's got a personality on him like
that
I've never
is hilarious.
Seen.
Hilarious.
Wonder where he gets that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
let's blame mom since she's not on the phone.
Yeah.
So
yeah, for sure.
On social media,
on behalf of everyone at the Mercy Home, I got to thank you and everyone on your team, because every year you help us raise awareness, and it is so important to these young kids, because without these donations, without the volunteers, the Mercy Home wouldn't exist. And certainly your platform is an amazing one, and we thank you for that.
Well, I appreciate that. And, again, it's mercyhome.org, because there's a lot of folks listening who may be in the burbs and go, I'm not going near downtown for that crazy Irish parade stuff. So go on mercyhome.org and make a donation. It's a big deal.
Make a donation. Yeah, that'd be great.
On social media, at Bill Rancic, and you go to any of the RPMs, and you're going to have a great night. Thanks, buddy.
All right, thank you. Talk to you soon.
See you later. That's Bill Rancic. Again, I'm telling you, if I had a nickel for every time somebody stops me on the street and says, Bill Rancic?
I know.
And I go, no, Steve Cochran.
I know.
And
it's
my
uncanny.
Eyes are up here.
We forgot to ask him for the meatballs.
I thought we'd go soft on that. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking, now we have a chance to call him later and go, hey, Bill, nice job on the show. Hope we raise some money for Mercy Home. Any chance of some more meatballs coming in?
Right.
If you've not had the meatballs at RPM Italian, holy mackerel.
Mama DePandy's meatballs. Oh, his mother-in-law. Oh, my God. They're fantastic.
I suggested we use them to bomb insurgents, because they'd be so happy eating the meatballs, they wouldn't be terrorists
anymore.
We give up. It's 9:40. Make it 8:49. Traffic from.